Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back in. Clint Stoerner, I am filling in today. Ron, the show, Hughley. Hey, Clint, man, B-Mac, I got something I need to admit to you. You may be really disappointed in me. I ain't never had crawfish before.
What?
Hey, man, cut his ass off right now.
Yeah, man.
Cut,
cold turkey.
Well, I'm going, all right, them Astros, they're out of West Palm.
Be honest with you. I thought I could be honest, and I see that I've been hearing about this promotion. I'm excited. I'm excited about this. I'm excited about it, and I'm just telling you, I ain't never had crawfish, and I look forward to this being. I've seen it. I've seen people pour out the crawfish with the corn and the potatoes, and it looks so good. You know, I like to eat. It looks so good.
I see that. Hey, come on, man.
No, both of you stop. Hold on, Brian.
I didn't say that.
You're laughing a little. You're laughing, though.
Yeah,
you laughed
a
little too damn hard. Yeah. You jumped in louder than he did. Now, listen.
Because he made that same joke about me, so it's all right. I can laugh at it.
Nah, man, you need to temper your laugh. Your laugh needs to be the second laugh after Clint. Shoot. I ain't the only one here big. I know I messed up your name, but that don't mean you just get to laugh at these fat jokes Clint's getting off.
My bad, Randy.
Hey, that ain't no fat joke. Look here. There ain't no fat jokes out there. All I'm saying is that I take one good look at you, and the last thing I would think is your ass ain't never ate no crawfish.
I mean, you
got to be kidding me.
Look,
I'm looking forward to you coming on down to Houston. Let me show you what it's all about, baby. Come on. We got parties. Hey, Sports Radio 610 got parties playing now.
I know you do.
Six weeks worth of them joints.
I'm looking at it, and I can't wait to be a part of it. And I know it's presented by you guys at Coors Light.
Come on, Coors Light, baby.
Fat Tuesday. See, I don't know anything. I don't know nothing about it. Nothing about it. And only thing I know about it is these drink specials: Miller Lite, $1.50, Coors Light, $2.50 bottles. I know about that. But the crawfish, I don't know how to open them. I don't know how to do none of that. I need your help, and I thought I could be honest, but no, I can't be honest with my guys.
I need, you can always be honest, but you better have some thick skin. Don't be like these thin skin baseball fans running around this world right now, worried about letting these Astros hurt them. Now, look here, put your mature pants on now, because I don't need no smart mouth comments about this, but I'm going to teach you how to eat them mud bugs. We're going to start, you're going to suck the head, and you're going to eat the tail.
Suck the head and eat the tail.
You don't hey, look, if you ain't real comfortable and confident and you ain't around the right group, might want to keep that suck the head off the table. But if you're around some experienced mud bug eaters, then go ahead and just put it all the way down.
I feel like Houston is really disappointed in me. I feel like people the way that B-Mac said, what? Right off the top, I feel like.
Hey, look here. If
you're Houston, me.
Hey, if Houston can, if they can forgive the Astros for stealing them signs, they'll forgive Big Show for not eating any crawfish. In fact, we would love to teach you a thing or two, bro. That's gonna be fun.
All right, man. So let's get to this, man. What are you juiced about? Because I think if I've listened to Clint Stoerner, I know the number one thing that the Texans need. It's a pass rusher. I know that's the big issue that they need is a pass rusher, and you've had it with a discussion about that.
Yeah, I just like every time I talk to somebody about this pass rush, the conversation starts. Well, we got guys in house that that they got to get better. You know, we got guys that ought to develop. We got guys that ought to be better in their third year than they were in the second year. We got guys that ought to be better in the second year than they were in the first year. And I just ain't seeing it, man. I mean, the conversations around that start like that would be okay if the pass rush just fell off just a little bit when J.J. Watt was out. But it was non-existent. You got commentators on games. What game was that? It was the Tampa Bay game, I believe. The commentator was a former receiver. Who was? NFL Network, I believe it. Burleson. Nate Burleson, I believe it was. And Nate Burleson says, well, hell, if he'd have been from down in his parts, he'd have said, well, hell, if I can run two routes every damn play, I could get my ass open too. Right? Because the pass rush was non-existent. It wasn't just hurting because J.J. wasn't there. It was non-existent. And so when I have – here's the problem. You know what problem I have, Show? In this business, I have problems with expecting people to understand where the conversation begins. Right? Does that make sense?
No, I got you.
Like if I'm going to have a conversation about the Texans' pass rush, can we start that conversation with the understanding that without J.J. Watt, it was non-existent?
Yeah.
So with that said, Show, is like, don't tell me about where the guys that were non-existent, how they're going to mature and all of a sudden become a force, right? I think they're good complementary pieces. I think there's a couple of them that are really, really good complementary pieces. I think they just paid Whitney Mercilus. Whitney Mercilus is great against the run. I think he's a really, really, really good counterpunch to a dominant pass rusher. When J.J.'s healthy, he's good. When he's not, he falls off, right? The Texans have to move forward and put themselves in a position where they can survive in advance without J.J. Watt. And so I'm tired of having conversations about the pass rush, and then the first thing, the first bullet point is develop players in-house. That ain't it.
See, for me, I think it's even a step further. And this is what we witnessed, especially in the final game they played against the Chiefs, is, man, Clint, they didn't have guys out there who could get to the quarterback when J.J. was out there. And I know they were swinging protection over to 99 side. And Whitley Mercilus really caught me off guard, not being able to get loose on Eric Fisher on one-on-ones. That's the thing is, man, you got to start to find a way to get guys that can rush the passer and at least consistently beat one-on-ones. And I thought that was Whitley Mercilus, and I think for the most part in his career he's been that. Down the stretch, and it was huge in the Chiefs game, he was not that. They have got to find that.
Show.
You don't have, because you can't go and get high motor, big time defensive end pass rushes because people don't like to let them go, right? People don't like to unload them, or you got to do what the Chiefs did to get to Frank Clark, and that's give up a first and a second round pick that the Texans just held on.
And deal with a little baggage.
Hell of a lot of baggage. I don't even want to go there. But they don't have. You got to get Khalil Mack and give up two first round picks.
Sure.
Like, you got to give up. So what they need to do is find guys that can at least consistently beat one-on-ones. And they didn't have that in the most important game.
I'll double down on that. And I think that they didn't have that. And then when the guys did beat their one-on-ones or they did get penetration, they weren't quick enough and fast enough to get Pat Mahomes down. And look, I know Pat Mahomes, he showed a little more athletic ability this year late in the season than most people thought he had. But let's be honest, he ain't outrunning a good outside linebacker or a good defensive end that's getting a head start on him, essentially. It's already moving full speed when Pat decides to start drifting and start leaving the pocket. That to me, that was the most glaring thing in that game as it relates to the pass rush, is that, look, Kansas City's damn good, obviously. You're not always going to get through and beat your one-on-ones, but when you do, you got to make life hard on Pat Mahomes. They would get through. They would shoot the gap. They would beat their one-on-ones and then couldn't close the gap between them and Pat Mahomes quick enough to impact the play. That speed in itself is a problem. That's a problem. And so it's again, show you and I are having a conversation right now that I'm willing to have about the Texans pass rush. Right? See, don't tell me about Jacob about developing Jacob Martin. Jacob Martin can go, but Jacob Martin's about 230 pounds. I guarantee if I went and ate two cheeseburgers tonight, I could get to Jacob Martin. And hell, if I ain't sure, but I'm sitting about 240. I bet I'm heavier than him right now. And I know it's distributed a little differently. But let's be honest. I mean, you ain't 235 off the end. You ain't gonna make a living in this league playing that way. Not being an every down guy. So I just developing Jacob Martin is not the answer. They got to do it. I get it. He's in house, but developing Jacob Martin is not the answer to what are the Texans gonna do about a pass rush.
See, to me, this gets me excited because what you're saying and what they need to do, if I'm getting you right, Clint, is that this needs to be more of an immediate thing. They've got to not just a draft, but they got to bring somebody in who can immediately play in this league and make an impact. And to me, that makes me feel that you have a certain expectation, like this team is ready to compete for something big. If you're talking like, hey, we need to go get something right now.
So they don't have a choice. 2020 is the year. 2020 is the only – it's going to be the only year that the Texans front office is going to have a substantial amount of extra money to surround their franchise quarterback with the most talent that they possibly can. So it's not about – we think – no, 2020 is the year. So if you're going to empty the clip in free agency, and it better be on a pass rusher that can exist – that can live in this league without J.J. Watt. If you do that with J.J. Watt, that's a big plus. But without him, you still got a fighter's chance. You still got a puncher's chance. That should be the option. That should be the goal up front. And if it's not, hell, you better go get you two lockdown corners, and hopefully you can man up and bring extra bodies and get to the quarterback. Because where they sit right now, developing players ain't the answer.
The thing is, there are guys out there that are capable for them to go get that that they have the money to be able to go get.
Absolutely.
Like Kyle Van Noy, we talked about from the Patriots, as a solid guy who you know can consistently beat one-on-one blocks. And if you can get Whitney Merciless back to where he was, you get him into the fold with Watt, maybe you draft somebody in the second round or third round and you feel good. Now you got three guys who you believe can beat one-on-one blocks.
Show in passing situations, you got regardless of what you think of Whitney, just got Whitney on one end. You slide J.J. Watt down a little bit, and you get you another defensive end that come out. Now you got three guys getting after the quarterback. Yes. It's hard to double all of them, right? Yes. And that is a huge upgrade if that guy outside of J.J. Watt can make some serious noise, and it's not a guy. Well, we hope you develop, or we hope he makes a big jump from year one to year two. Nah, go get me a shoe-in, lockdown guy that can go get the quarterback.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.